7237, I just had someone get on the bus that I had to have leave the bus because he hit someone on the bus. He was in a red walker, white male, wearing all black, probably 55, hunched over. Anyway, he hit this dude not very hard because he was older and crippled, but I just want to let y'all know that I'm not going to be letting him get back on the bus for the rest of my shift.
7237, I copy. The person that they hit, are they requesting medical or police?
No, they are not.
Okay. So he just got on the bus and just, did he punch someone? Did he kick him? Did he use his, you know, mobility device to hit the person?
The gentleman, when he got on the bus, asked him to pull up his mask. He refused. Another gentleman asked him to. He said no. And he started making racial comments toward this gentleman. So when the guy got off with his walker, he was strolling by, and he, like, socked him in his knee, the African-American that was sitting down. And so then I was like, time to get off the bus. I'm calling the police right now. And he eventually got off. And so that's what happened. So, no, the gentleman that was hit just got off the bus in, like, you know, four or five stops later.
Okay, I copy. And did you say that you had asked him to pull the mask up over his nose all the way, or was that another passenger that was asking him?
I asked him when he got on the bus, and then the African-American passenger asked him to do it after, you know, we rode for 10 minutes or whatever.
Okay. I may need a report from you, so if I do, I will send you over an ACID number. But again, we're stating that this passenger that was hit is not requesting medical and is not requesting police. Just for future, please do not engage the passengers about if the mask is, you know, below their nose or whatnot. It's something that we want to kind of not really touch base with. We can offer a mask to them if they don't have one. But, you know, if it's just hanging on there, then just let it be. I know it's frustrating. I know it's hard for you guys out there. But it's something we just don't want to engage with because we don't want reactions from people that could cause you or other passengers on the bus harm. So just for future reference, you can offer them a mask if they don't have one, but that's not something we're enforcing.
Oh, no, thank you. I won't do that anymore. I'm glad. I didn't want to do it in the first place, but thank you.
All right. I will send you that ACID if I need you to do a report. If you don't get one, don't worry about doing one, but if you get a message over your CAD here, then please fill one out. Otherwise, you have a good rest of your night and stay safe at 1836.